New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT edge closer to the potential end of their lockdowns. Retailers are trying to figure out how to deal with all the shoppers who might soon be coming through their doors. The head of one of Australia's largest retailers wants unvaccinated customers banned from shopping centres, with checks on vaccination status and temperatures done at the entrance. But others say that idea has plenty of legal and practical problems, as Alexia Atwood explains.
Social media influencers are key to driving sales for big retailers.
So guys, here in Australia, it's nearly school time. We're doing some back-to-school shopping and we're going to be doing it in Smiggle.
The stationery store Smiggle is owned by Premier Investments, one of Australia's largest retailers, with almost 900 stores across seven brands. Its chairman is Solomon Liu. And as the end of lockdown looms, he's got some thoughts on how to reopen the retail sector.
So it's really for government to get together with the mall owners and say, listen here, fellas, this is how it's going to work, right? You know, people have to be vaccinated and people have to be temperature checked. Once they're in the mall and they're checked at the point of entry, then there's no issue for the store, you know, because otherwise every store is going to have marshals out the front checking, taking temperature checks, putting them into a queue. You know, and it's going to be very inconvenient.
But putting the onus on the owner of the shopping centre, rather than the individual store, to check vaccination passports, doesn't seem to be too popular. Dominique Lamb is the CEO of the National Retail Association.
In order for a shopping centre to put people at their entries and to look at the passports and then decline them from entering, would have them in breach of all of their legal obligations to their retailers.
And what if an unvaccinated person needs to get inside a shopping centre to do their groceries?
So how would you, as a centre, stand at the entry or the myriad of entries, because we're talking hundreds of entry points within a shopping centre, and then police who could and couldn't come in? I mean, the reality is, even when you talk about security guards, for instance, in shopping centres, they can only ask people to leave.
The alternative is asking shoppers to check in everywhere as they move from store to store. And that's the plan the New South Wales government is working towards, according to the CEO of the Australian Retailers Association, Paul Zara.
Certainly it won't be seamless. It's an extra hurdle, but I've confidence in the sector managing through this. We think it's a small price to pay to get the shops reopened.
But what about all the staff?
Now that puts, you know, the frontline team under some pressure. So we're concerned about elevated levels of customer aggression. So we're obviously asking the New South Wales government to support the industry through extra policing and other law compliance checks.
It's an issue that worries Dominique Lamb too.
You know, you've seen the footage of what's happening in Victoria at this point in time. To put something like this in place and to put the onus on the retailer to have to ask those questions, you know, is very concerning to us.
It's why retailers and customers will be keenly waiting for the New South Wales, Victorian and ACT governments to clarify how stores and shopping centres should deal with vaccinated and non-vaccinated customers.
That story by Alexia Atwood and Peter Ryan.